It's the 1st of May, the day in 1952 when Mr. Potato Head was launched. Here's an interesting bit of trivia. It was the first toy to be advertised on television.
You can make the funniest looking people in the whole world. Potato Head people look different every time you make them.
To 1967, when Elvis married Priscilla.
In Las Vegas, it's wedding bells for the man who practically invented rock and roll, Elvis Presley, and Priscilla Beaulieu, a friend of 8 years standing.
And Mick Malthouse broke the record for most VFL-AFL games as coach in 2015 after his 715th game in charge. 3 games later, he was sacked by Carlton.
That's not the way I want it to end. Never prepare yourself to be told, no, we're sacking you.
May 1st birthdays, singer Rita Coolidge tops the list, the inspiration behind Joe Cocker's single, Delta Lady. She went on to have a string of hits in the late 70s. Rita is 74. Hollywood director John Woo turned 73. He was behind the action movies Broken Arrow, Face Off and Mission Impossible 2.
I just want a movie look like a European movie.
British comedy actress Joanna Lumley is 73 today, best known for playing Patsy in Absolutely Fabulous.
It's so long since I actually remember going to sleep instead of passing out. How do we do it?
Ray Parker Jr. is 65. He had hits with the band Radio before going solo and topping the charts with The Other Woman and this.
Who you gonna call?
And Aussie golf great Stuart Appleby turns 48. He won the Australian Open in 2001.
It's always good to hit a bad shot down the middle. Better than a great shot in the trees.
Finally, Brazilian racing champion Ayrton Senna died on this day in 1994, aged just 34, after crashing in the San Marino Grand Prix.
By being a racing driver, you are under risk all the time. By being a racing driver means you are racing with other people.
Remembering Ayrton Senna on May 1st.